What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Auburn Daily Show, the Monday edition of the Auburn Daily Show. I'm Dylan Lark, at your boy the Tank on Twitter. Not joined today by Lance Dawe, which is a rare occurrence, because I'm usually always on the show with Lance. But he couldn't make it, so y'all are just Jay chilling with me on the, I believe, three eves of the NFL Draft, which takes place on Thursday, April 27th, which is going to be a lot of fun. As you see, I am repping my team, the Carolina Panthers, as they prepare to hopefully draft our QB of the future, whether that be C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. And if you know me very well, you know I will only take one of those two guys. But yeah, we're going to talk about Auburn football and Auburn basketball and give a little update on the transfer portal for both sports. And to get it started off, we're going to talk about an Auburn Tiger that transferred out, I believe, last week on Friday, either Friday or Saturday, whenever the transfer portal first opened back up. Tarvarius Dawson has announced his transfer destination, and he is going to be a Bearcat of Cincinnati. And so basically you could say Auburn made a trade. We traded Nick Mardiner for Tarvarius Dawson. So last offseason it was Bo Nix for D.J. James, and this offseason it's Nick Mardiner for Tarvarius Dawson. And we'll see whether or not those are even trades or not. But yeah, just to get looking at it and use Cincinnati as more of a leeway to talk about our next player, Jaheim Thomas and Jaden Muskrat. Jaheim Thomas being a linebacker for Cincinnati and Jaden Muskrat being an interior offensive lineman from Tulsa. They've had visits over the weekend, and it's looking like Jaheim Thomas is very interested in Auburn. And really looking at it, talent-wise, he didn't really have a lot of production for Cincinnati last season. I believe he only had 25 tackles. Yeah, 25 tackles, two sacks. But he has a lot of potential. And so much potential that I think that if he transferred to Auburn, he would be an immediate starter right away. And if you've ever heard me talk about the linebacker core, whether on this show or on the College Loop podcast, which I also host, you know that I'm not very high on the Auburn linebackers. Not one bit. They're a position that I think is one of the lowest on the team. Correction on the tackle thing. 25 solo tackles. Didn't read that. 70 total tackles last season for Cincinnati. There we go. I thought that was a little low. But yeah, just to go into it, yeah, I just, linebacker core is just not it. The only guy I really had a lot of positive things to say about after the A-Day game was Robert Woodyard. And of course he was running with the first team. So kudos to him for getting that far. But when I looked at it from like Cam Riley, Wesley Steiner, I've just been so disappointed with those guys. They were supposed to step up last season. They didn't. And it looks like they really haven't gotten any better since Josh Aldrich has come in as the linebackers coach. And then after that, none of the transfers have really been popping off either. Austin Keys has kind of made a name for himself in like the second team. And maybe he can sneak into the first team if we don't pick up a transfer. But looking at DeMario Tolan has probably been the most disappointing player of the offseason, really. I think he's really right now, I know it's just a spring. I know it's just an 8-day game, but he doesn't really look like he's getting it at all. And a player that we talked about in length being a comparison to Owen Papo, possessing the same strengths as Papo did and wearing the same number. Papo was able to come into Auburn and immediately be a starter because that's just how good he was. And we thought DeMario Tolan was the same way, and it just turns out he's just not there yet. I think he has the talent, but he definitely does not have the ability to start on this team. And that's where I think Jaheim Thomas comes to play. I think watching him play, I think that he's bigger than Owen Papo was, and he's nowhere near the athletic freak, but I think that he could possess the same qualities that Owen Papo gave to a linebacker core. And I think he's not really the pass coverage type linebacker, which Auburn has really been keying in on, at least the past few seasons. This defense might be completely brand new, but I think Jaheim Thomas has the talent and the potential to actually get there. And he also has, I believe, two more years of eligibility under his belt. So bring him to the Plains, and I think that he'll be a day one starter for the next two seasons. And, you know, why not give him Auburn another draft pick? Because right now, from what I've been seeing, Auburn's only going to have three or four guys get drafted. And, it's probably going to be one of the lowest in a Hotman. Maybe not. I think Auburn may have had two last season. But, yeah, NFL draft, I'll probably talk about that on Wednesday. But, yeah, to keep it moving and grooving, talk about Jaden Muskrat a little bit. Offensive lineman from Tulsa had a visit or has a visit scheduled. And the obvious tie is go to Phillip Montgomery from his coaching days at Tulsa. You know, he brought in Dylan Wade, who I believe is now the starting. I don't think he's the right. He's a left tackle now. And he's from Tulsa. And Phillip Montgomery clearly knows the better players from the Tulsa team that he's trying to bring over. And I don't know if Jaden Muskrat would be a starter. I would assume if Phillip Montgomery is really hammering in on getting him, I think he could maybe start over Connor Lue and just give Connor Lue another year to develop at center for his collegiate debut next season as a starter. But it just shows that the offensive line just needs more beef. And defensive line and O-line are those two positions that you really need depth, like, all the way down. Like, you need players who can go in five or six deep, just because those two, the trenches in general are ever-changing. Someone's always more tired than another one, so you always got to bring in backups, because if one guy can't go 80 yards, bring in a guy who can go the rest of the 30, 40, however many he needs. And I think bringing Jaden Muskrat would be huge, especially from the standpoint he'd be probably a home run pickup, because Auburn has yet to have picked up a single transfer portal guy thus far. And we're kind of shocked by that. And we're kind of shocked by the fact that the portal has just been as slow as it has been. And just to wrap up other transfer targets, Jordan Hudson, wide receiver from TCU, has been recruited by Auburn. I don't know if Auburn's going to be able to land him. The former five-star from the class of 2022. Last season, 14 catches, 173 yards, and three touchdowns for the TCU Horned Frogs. At 6'1", 190, he'd be a great replacement for Tyverius Dawson and might see the field a little bit more than he did at TCU. I believe he'd probably be a starter just because he has the talent. Right now, I've been seeing that SMU is going to be the team that has the most potential to land him. But it'd be huge if Auburn was to get a wide receiver, especially a former five-star like Jordan Hudson is, just because it gives whoever starts a quarterback another target. Because from what we saw, if we're using A-Day as what we know, because that's all we have to go off of, the wide receivers didn't get a lot of touches. And when they did, it wasn't pretty. Landon King, we talked about, had a lot of drops. I think Marner had a few drops. Camden Brown wasn't seen, but that's also because he's probably one of the better parts of the offense, so they didn't want to show him off. I think bringing Jordan Hudson would also, again, he'd be the home run pickup of the offseason, probably in just general, just because former five-star didn't get to see the field a lot with TCU. His best game was against Tarleton State, which I don't know where Tarleton State is. I probably could have looked it up, but I did not. Yeah, it'd be a huge pickup. But the fact of the matter is, if you pick up a wide receiver, we don't really know who's going to be throwing to him. As far as we know, TJ Finley is still on the team. He is not into the portal yet. Holden Jarner and Robbie Ashford are still very young and progressing. And we don't know how fast they're progressing. Hank Brown's not on campus yet. And just to do a quarterback update, there's not really any great quarterbacks in the portal. And we've all been hearing that Auburn has been in contact with Chance Nolan, and they want, I've heard Auburn fans say they want Chance Nolan. I've heard Auburn fans say they want Ben Bryant just because they think they bring Auburn to another level. I'll be honest with you, there's not a single transfer portal quarterback right now that I can look at and say for a fact would start over Robbie Ashford or Holden Jarner. And I got to look at Chance Nolan and Ben Bryant when I say that, because yeah, they started at Power Five schools. Chance Nolan had a negative touchdown to interception ratio during his the time he played last season at Oregon State. And Ben Bryant really put Cincinnati on a downward trend last season after losing Desmond Ridder. I can't look at either one of these two guys, and yeah, they have more experience than Holden Jarner and Robbie Ashford, but I can't look at them and say that's an SEC quarterback. That's an Auburn quarterback. I can't. They're just not compatible with the conference, a conference that has been very reliant on the quarterback talent over the past few years. And I can't really say that if you bring in a guy who has 3 years of experience at Oregon State like Chance Nolan, I don't think he would start over Robbie Ashford or Holden Jarner. Sorry, Garner. Sorry, I know I'm saying it wrong, but I've been saying Jarner for 3 or 2 years. I don't think Ben Bryant would – it's the same way Ben Bryant. I look at it from they're not fast, so they can't get out of the pocket if it was to go down. And I think Holden Garner has that ability. I know it's a little sneaky speed, but he has that. Robbie Ashford, of course, has that as well. We saw it last season. And I don't think they have the decision-making. I don't think they can't make all the throws in the field. And, you know, if you're throwing 8 interceptions or 7 touchdowns like Chance Nolan did, it's not something you want, especially if you look at it from the fact that both guys basically lost their starting job over the offseason. Chance Nolan lost his whenever DJ Uiagalelei, I hope I said that right, transferred from Clemson to Oregon State. And Ben Bryant, of course, lost his job to both Evan Prater, the young gun from at Cincinnati right now, and, of course, the transfer Emory Jones, who we all know from Florida, who transferred from Arizona State to Cincinnati. But, yeah, I just look at it from the quarterback. There's not a single home run hit in this entire quarterback transfer portal class. All of them have been picked up. Auburn had opportunities at every guy. You had Devin Leary, Sam Hartman, and a few others who all have already transferred out, have already found places, and Auburn wasn't listed anywhere. And what's left are a bunch of guys that are probably going to be a little more reliant on the smaller schools, a group of five or FCS, because right now there's not a lot of guys that are willing to start day one. I think they're all guys that have not really seen a lot of the field. And another guy to bring up is Harrison Bailey, a former Tennessee quarterback who transferred to UNLV after he lost his job to Hendon Hooker. And then his coach gets fired, and he goes back into the portal, and he's a grad transfer, and he has SEC experience, but not very good SEC experience. I believe he was the last quarterback to start under, I think, Jeremy Pruitt. I don't know if he's the last quarterback to start under Jeremy Pruitt, but he was a Jeremy Pruitt quarterback. I don't think there's a single quarterback right now in the portal that I could start over Holden Garner or Robbie Ashford. And got to be honest with you, TJ Finley, they're on pace with TJ Finley, Chance Nolan, and Ben Bryant both. I don't know if TJ Finley would lose the job to either one of those two guys. That's just my 2 cents on the quarterback room or the quarterback transfers right now. Before we get started with basketball, let's talk about our sponsor, Prize Picks. This season, Auburn Daily's partnered with Prize Picks for some fun and variety to the picks for 2023. Prize Picks is a free app that allows you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport in your wagers, predict the over or under for the next game, and win big prizes if they do well. They have flex options as well, where you can still get paid on winning only 3 of 5 or 2 of 3, and you can have multiple sports in the same parlay. Best of all, you can use promo code Auburn to receive double on your first deposit, up to $100 on your first deposit. That's promo code Auburn for double your first deposit. And make sure baseball season is still going hot and heavy, both MLB and college baseball. I don't know if you can also probably bet on softball too, but make sure to use promo code Auburn. That's AUBURN to get double your first deposit. All right, now to wrap up the show, we can talk about basketball a little bit and just talk about a little players, some of the players Auburn, I guess I'm going to do quotation marks, lost. Over the past weekend, Jalen Williams entered the NBA draft, just like Jani Broom did, and will also be retaining his collegiate eligibility. And also lost a commitment of LeBaron Filon, the Alabama Player of the Year, and the number one player from the state of Alabama, 6'4" guard. Second commitment Auburn has lost in the past week after Peyton Marshall. It's a tough scene. I don't know if I completely panic right now. I think Todd Pettiford, who is a 5-star and still in this class, is still a star in the making. It does suck to lose 2/3 of your recruiting class within 7 days. And from what I've heard, LeBaron just didn't like some of the additions that were made to the team. This is him decommitting from Auburn after that. But yeah, you know, recruiting's not over with. You can probably bring him back. You probably bring Peyton Marshall too. I don't know how much of the West Flanagan or addition of Denver Jones added to the team. affected anything, but just move on. Bruce Pearl, his recruiting classes are always great. So just fun. Hope I don't know if you can replace how good LeBaron Filon is or how tall Peyton Marshall is, but hopefully the transfer portal is still going to go pretty hot and heavy for basketball. But to bring up some players Auburn has been recruiting and recruited, Matthew Cleveland has his sights on Auburn after listing them in his top three. The former Florida State guard, the 6'7" Florida State guard, that is, averaged 13.8 points per game and 7.4 rebounds. And good news, shot 35% from the three-point line. Now, he has listed Auburn in his top three, and that was with Miami and Missouri. So I think Auburn's probably I don't want to say a better landing spot because Miami made it to the Final Four. But it'd be a pretty huge addition to a team that desperately needs a three-man on this team. And speaking of that same position, I mean, Chaney Johnson transferred to Auburn from UA of Huntsville, and big pickup for that too. 6'7" garden / forward, two-way player, averaged 15.3 points per game at Huntsville and shot 30% from the three-point line. I think this shows that BP wants height, and getting 6'7" guards / forwards, I think Jahni Broome's coming back. I think Jay Will's coming back, and you're bringing in Denver Jones and Aiden Holloway. I think as it stands right now, Jahni Broome and Jay Will are going to be the only two returning starters who will also be starting next season. And I think you have Aiden Holloway at the point. You have Denver Jones at the two. At the three, I guess you can get, if you get Jay Will or if you get Matthew Cleveland, I think one of those two guys will be the three or the four, or three and the four. And then, of course, you have Jahni Broome, who'd either play the stretch four, stretch five. Because unless Auburn can bring in a guy who's like 7 foot tall, it looks like if you bring in Matthew Cleveland, the starting lineup is right there. You just got to sit there and hope and pray that Jay Will doesn't get drafted or he comes back. Because I think of the three players that have entered the draft, I think Jalen Williams is probably the most likely to get drafted out of the three between Wendell Green and Jahni Broome. But if you bring back Jahni Broome, you can have him at the four. That's what he wants to play. That's what he is better at, to be honest with you. But I don't know if Auburn has been recruiting any centers. If I go deep diving, I'd probably find a couple of guys Auburn could get. But right now, it looks like if Jahni Broome comes back, he would play that stretched four. And it puts Auburn in a more offensive state of mind. You have Aiden Holloway, who is a lights-out shooter. Denver Jones probably gives you the same ability, or it gives you more offensive ability than Zeb Jasper could, and maybe on the same path defensively. But no one can ever touch Zeb Jasper, defensive ability, that is. And then the three and the four, you either have, if you bring back Jay Will, you probably have Matthew Cleveland at the three, Jay Will at the four, and then you wrap up with Jahni Broome at the five. And that's just saying if Auburn doesn't get their own five. And with that, I mean, you have off the bench, you get Trey Donaldson and you get Chaney Johnson. Alan Flanagan might be returning, is what we think. So overall, it'd be a pretty good roster, and a roster that I think could outperform what last year's team did. But yeah, with that, leave it in the comments. What is your starting lineup thus far for Auburn basketball in the 2022 season, or 2024 season? There we go. And who do you want Auburn to pick up for the transfer portal at quarterback? Just because I want to know that. But yeah, I'm Dylan Lark at You Boy the Tank on Twitter. Catch me on the Wednesday edition of the Auburn Daily Show with Harrison Tarr, where we'll probably be talking about some NFL draft stuff. And go check me out on the College Loop podcast. This at the College Loop, literally everywhere. And we'll be coming out with a show tomorrow, also talking about the transfer portal and Auburn sports as well. With all that being said, it's been the Auburn Daily Show.